Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Guys and Dolls. Regular listeners might remember that I reviewed this show back in January, when the 2014 Chichester Festival production transferred to the West End. Following a successful run at the Savoy, the show has now moved across London to the Phoenix Theatre, with three of the four leads recast. A separate production is also touring UK cities. At the Phoenix, Oliver Tomsett takes over as Skye Masterson, Richard Kind is the new Nathan Detroit, and Samantha Spiro takes over the role of Miss Adelaide, while Siobhan Harrison continues as Salvation Army recruit Sarah Brown. This is one of the all-time classic musicals, of course, the tale of hustlers, gamblers and showgirls living just a dice throw from the bright lights of Times Square, that's based on the short stories of Damien Runyon. There have been many notable productions over the years that have gone down in theatre history, so for a lot of people, expectations will be high. Now, had the Savoy production been the only version of the show I'd seen this year, I would have been perfectly satisfied. But I have to say, the cast changes have added a whole new dimension and made Guys and Dolls even better than before. For a start, there's a greater chemistry between the characters. Oliver Tomsett oozes charm as the roguish Skye Masterson, and one can absolutely believe why the straight-laced Sarah Brown would be caught in his spell. Richard Kind is a comedic delight as the harassed and hangdog Nathan, and Samantha Spiro is a both vulnerable and hilarious Miss Adelaide. Her second act opening number, Take Back Your Mink, done in the vocal style of Marlene Dietrich, is quite wonderful. The show is loaded with musical theatre classics, Luck Be a Lady Tonight and Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, to name just two. On the night I went, the company's performance of that rousing song, led by the terrific Gavin Spokes as Nicely Nicely Johnson, received one of those special mid-show ovations that you rarely hear. And that's just one of many highlights in director Gordon Greenberg's production that just bursts with warmth and vitality, performed by a company at the top of its game. What has gone from being a 4-star show at the Savoy has been transformed into a 5-star, 2.5 hours of musical theatre bliss at the Phoenix. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.